Certainly a man in form, Djokovic, unbeaten since his US Open final defeat to Nadal. That's all your sport for now. Back to you, Cathal.
Thank you very much, Darren. 19 minutes to 9 o'clock, and now we're going to hear about a choir that's helping elderly people not just to sing, but also helping them and their families to cope with dementia. The choir meets every week in Dean's Grange and Stillorgan in Dublin, and it uses music and singing to lift the mood and cognitive stimulation. Kian McCormick reports from the Musical Memories Project.
Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
Getting to know you.
Watching it my way.
Reconnecting with life through music.
You are precisely
25 elderly people are remembering this Julie Andrews classic from The King and I. In a slow, swarming motion, they sing, embrace and dance in a meeting room at Dean's Grange Library.
Shake out the knees and the hips and the bums and the chummies.
This project, Musical Memories, is designed specially for older people with dementia.
1, 2, 3.
The idea is simple. It's singing for the brain.
Catch a falling star and catch a falling star.
Music picked by the group provides cognitive stimulation. It reminds everyone of times past. Musical director Gráinne O'Grady.
A lot of the research would show that music can help with things like memory, speech, you know, if somebody's having difficulties with speech, recognition of words, you know, mental health.
Okay, can everyone get that note?
What's more important is the chance for those involved to meet up and have a nice time.
63 years! Oh my gosh! Carmel and Paddy, 63 years! Wow! What's your secret, Paddy?
Haven't learned it yet.
Myra Davey, Assistant Arts Officer with Dunleary Rathdown County Council.
You know, it's social interaction. It can be very isolating to be a carer or a family member of someone with dementia.
How is this funded?
Presently, it's funded through the DLRHSC Arts and Health Partnership, and we've joined forces with the Genio Trust Living Well with Dementia Project. So we have funding up until the end of January, but we've been overwhelmed with the response and the need for such an arts and health
after
project.
January, will it continue?
I mean, we'd be very hopeful. I mean, I don't want to say a definitive yes, but we would be very, very hopeful. We respond to need, and there seems to be huge need.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing.
Nuala comes to Dean's Grange with her husband Ambrose every Thursday.
I have a social life now through Ambrose and his condition. And sociability with Ambrose's condition is very important.
In his 80s, Ambrose has Alzheimer's.
You know, you're going to fade into the wallpaper if you stay at home, just doing nothing or just doing a bit of gardening. But this interaction with people is very important for your mental and physical well-being.
The good thing about this is that people are bringing in songs maybe from school that sang years and years ago.
Suddenly the memories light up again and they say, I remember that. And so it's in fact, apart from the singing, It's a memory lesson of how far back you can go to when it sang that for us and where it was, you know. So from that point of view, it's memories included.
It's this light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
For everybody else, this project is a shining light in their lives.
Let it shine, this little light of mine.
It's therapeutic as well, because everybody's welcome and everybody's made to feel that they make a contribution.
Let it shine, let it shine.
Kian McCormick reporting. And Musical Memories takes place in Dean's Grange Library on Thursdays and St. Raphael's in Stillorgan on Saturday mornings. You can get more information from the Arts Office at Dunleary Rathdown Council. And their telephone number, by the way, is 271-9531. The time in Morning Ireland is 14 minutes to 9. We're going to talk next about school uniforms, about which the Minister for